let's just revisit, continue, maybe conclude our discussion. We began yesterday with regard to those mint crystals from Israel designed to be placed into boiling hot water so that you can then smell the very intense scent that the steam carries with it to clear any congestion, anything else that might be between your nostrils on top of your head. And the question was whether this is a concern of Molid Reach on Shabbos, Molid Reach on Yom Tov, by infusing scent into water that was heretofore unscented. And to start, we cited the Taz and Siman Tov Kuf Yud Aleph, Hilchos Yom Tov, and the Magen Avraham and Hilchos Nesias Kapayim, Siman Kuf Chav Ches, both who speak of the practice in their time that before the Levium washed the Kohanim's hands with water, they would place some shemen. The El Yoraba speaks of what kind of shemen it was, specific type of shemen. They would place a specific type of shemen that was scented into the water to infuse the water with scent so that when the Kohanim then had their hands washed, their hands would smell pleasant as well. That was the practice. So leaving aside the bishul for the moment, let's say Yom Tov, where there's no bishul concerns. Shabbos, you'll deal with bishul. That's another discussion. That's a good question. But let's just take it for Yom Tov for the moment. No bishul surim on Yom Tov when it's Letzorach the Yom Tov. So if it's Letzorach Ochol Nefesh, okay, but leaving aside bishul for the moment. It's a good question, but leaving aside for the moment. The question of Molid Reach for now. The question then becomes, are you allowed to place this shemen that is scented into the water? The Taz and Magen Avraham says, both of them say that it is forbidden to do so because you're being molid reach b'mayim. That is the Taz, that is the Magen Avraham. And so that's why my initial reaction was that this mint crystal being placed in the water is being molid reach in the water as well. Maybe the same concern. Nonetheless, in Siman Kuf Chav Ches and in Siman Tov Kuf Yud Aleph, Elio Rabba, there is Cholik on the Taz and Magen Avraham, and he argues that it's permissible to put the scented shemen into the water, and the Lashon of the Elio Rabba is the following. He says, Kevan de shemen atzmo, mu'urav v'mayim, lo have molid recha. Because the shemen itself is mixed into the water, that's not molid reach. That's what he writes in Siman Kuf Chav Ches. He explains more in Tov Kuf Yud Aleph. He says, since the shemen itself, which was previously scented, or naturally scented, is mixed in with the water, that's not molid reach. Why? He says molid reach means that you infuse just intangible scent into, let's say, a object. An example, Tov Resh Nun Ches, Sif Beis. Rama says, you're not allowed to place an esrog on a beged, because the beged will be infused with the scent of the esrog. So there, Eliyahu Rabba says, the concern is, all that you're infusing into the beged is just the intangible scent itself. There's no mamashus there. That's molid reach, that's aser. But here he says, you're not just infusing intangible scent into the water, you're mixing actual oil, mamashus, into the water. And that he feels is mutter, because the oil was already scented. And you're just putting oil that's scented into water. You're not infusing scent into water, you're simply mixing oil into water that you're allowed to do on Yom Tov. That's Eliyahu Rabba's argument. Now, given that logic, if we apply that to our case as well, I'm taking mint crystals, which, as Mati pointed out yesterday, already are scented. They're not nearly as strong when you smell the dry crystals themselves. But you're taking already scented crystals. You're putting the crystals into the water. You're not extracting the crystals. They're staying in the water. They're dissolving. But you're blending something that has mamashus in it into the water. So you are not just infusing intangible reach, you're blending mamashus crystals into the water. Perhaps Eliyahu Rabba would be makel, therefore, in our case, on that basis. That's one svara lahakel. The second svara lahakel is that of the Chacham Tzvi. In his Tshuvos Siman Tzadi Beis, Chacham Tzvi first speaks about whether there's a concern of being molid reach on the basar of the Kohanim, on the hands of the Kohanim. Is that an issue? And he first, at length, discusses why he feels there's no isser being molid reach in the basar adam. That, he says, is not the issue. What about being molid reach in the mayim? So the Chacham Tzvi says the following. He says, he thinks just like it is mutter, he says, to put spices into a pot of food or a plate of food on Shabbos. And we're not worried about the fact that now that there's spice mixed in, now it's going to smell better. Because, he says, there's no issue of molid reach when it comes to ochlin and mashkin. So the lashon of the Chacham Tzvi is, Shmamina, delo gozru mishem molid reicha. Chazal were not gozer against molid reach, ele bedabar she'enu ochel velo mashke. They were only gozer and they only forbade molid reach when you're infusing scent into something that is neither food nor drink. The example we gave before, the esrog infusing scent into the beged. Okay, neither food nor drink, that's a concern of molid reach. But when it comes to ochlin and mashkin, he says, there's no issue of molid reach at all. Hence, he's makel in the case of the Taz and the Magen Avraham to infuse scent into the water being used to wash the hands of the Kohanim. And he adds, even though you're not going to drink that water, clearly you're using it to wash the hands of the Kohanim, you're not drinking it, he says, even so, there's no concern of molid reach in ochlin and mashkin. He says, the Gemara never speaks of molid reach when it comes to ochlin and mashkin, only by non-edible or non-drinkable objects. Therefore, he says, if we never find that there's an issur of molid reach mentioned with regard to ochlin and mashkin, he says, why should we be machmir on our own? It's an issur drabanan to begin with. Hamachmir olav lahavi raya. And therefore, he's makel when you're dealing with something such as water, that there's no issur of molid reach in water. This is the psak of the Chacham Tzvi. So again, coming to our case, one might perhaps question, as Rabbi Erlbaum did yesterday, that in our case, you are, by mixing these crystals into the water, rendering them inedible. The water becomes inedible when the crystals are in it. Okay, but nonetheless, when you look at the water before you infuse the scent into it, it's mashkin, it's drinkable water when you first start. And perhaps the Chacham Tzvi would say that there should be no iser in infusing reach into the water by dropping the mint crystals in. Again, leaving aside for the moment the shayla of Bishul and the shayla of Refua, but just discussing the molid reach exclusively for the moment. One possible contemporary application that I saw discussed in contemporary poskim, which I alluded to at the very end of yesterday's shir, is the question that you find discussed in the Israeli poskim of mixing or diluting mouthwash concentrates in water on Shabbos Yom Tov. So I guess in our circles, you buy ready-to-use mouthwash. We don't have to deal with those kinds of questions. But apparently, maybe it still is, maybe it was. And I saw they would have these concentrated mouthwash solutions, and you would mix a few drops or whatever amount it was with water to dilute it, and then you would use it. And the post can discuss, are you allowed to mix the mouthwash concentrate with water on Shabbos Yom Tov? So in Sefer Ashrei HaIsh, Hilchos Shabbos, that's Or Chaim Chelek Beis, they quote Rabbi Yashiv, who paskind, that this mouthwash concentrate, that they would put a few drops into some water. Rabbi Yashiv said, if it's molid reach b'mayim, it's usser. And he drew the parallel to this case of the Taz and the Magen Avraham, that you're not allowed to mix scented oil in the water being used to wash the hands of the Kohanim. So Rabbi Yashiv clearly is paskind in Hilchos Lamaisa against the Chacham Tzvi, against the Eliyahu Rabbah. He's going with the Taz, going with the Magen Avraham, that we're not makel on the basis of molid reach in mashkin. We're not makel on the basis of you're blending shemen, which has mamashus, into water. Well, Yashiv is machmer, that you can't blend this these concentrated drops of mouthwash into water if it is going to be molid reach in the water. L'chore, he would therefore paskin, in our case, that should be usser. We're taking mint crystals, mixing it into water. It's molid reach in the water, I would think. And therefore, Rabbi Yashiv, l'chor paskin, that our case should be l'chor aser. At the same time, in the Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa, I looked in the new volume, I'm not sure if it's in the smaller, older volumes, maybe it is, maybe it's not, I don't know. But in Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa, he quotes the following. Ideally, he writes, one should mix his concentrated mouthwash drops in water before Shabbos, but if not, he says, either just use the undiluted concentrated drops on Shabbos. Then he concludes by saying, V'yeshem atirin. And there are some, alluding to Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, who allow even to mix the concentrate drops with the water on Shabbos and Yom Tov. And the footnote explains Shlomo Zalman Auerbach's svara. Number one, he says, you have the Eliyahu Rabbah and the Chacham Tzvi, that you can mix the scented shemen in water, so to hear, the concentrated mouthwash drops can be mixed with water according to Chacham Tzvi and according to the Eliyahu Rabbah. And even he says, if you're machmir like the Magen Avraham and the Taz, That's when you bedafka had kavana to scent the water that is going to be used to wash the hands of the Kohanim. Over here he says, my kavana is not to scent the water. My kavana is just to freshen my mouth, kill the germs in my mouth, and to dilute the drops. I couldn't, he says over here, you're mixing the concentrate drops of the water just to dilute the concentration of the drops. You're not really looking for the water to be scented. That's how he explains the Svarla HaKel. So, given that approach of Shlomo Zalman, the Yoraba and the Chacham Tzvi, Lachor would be applicable to our case as well. I'm not sure if the last Svar would apply in our case. The last Svar of Shlomo Zalman used that you're not really intending to scent the water when you mix the concentrate mouthwash drops in there. I'm not sure if that would apply in our case. In our case, you do want the water to be scented. You want to enjoy the scent or clear your nostrils with the scent. So I'm not sure if Shlomo Zalman's second Svar Lahaka would apply here. So Lamaskan, it seems that Rav Yashar would aser the use of these mint crystals on Shabbos and Yom Tov. And Shlomo Zalman, maybe not. You have Rabbah, you have Chacham Tzvi, but you don't have that additional svara of the Eina Mechaven that Shlomo Zalman uses to mata the concentrated mouthwash drops. That wouldn't apply here, but at least Rabbah and Chacham Tzvi you do have here. It says, what to be so Mechaven, but L'chatchila, I'm not 100% certain.